What is at stake in our meditation is to be in contact with reality. Or to be lost in imagination and confusion. And we can be aware how the mind is escaping from being in contact with reality. It has many ways to escape from being in contact with reality, resisting being in touch with reality. So reality manifests in each instant with the experience that are arising within us. The reality of experiencing the body through physical sensations, the reality of experiencing hearing, the reality of the quality of the mind or mental state, of wakefulness or tiredness, ease or uneasiness, all the reality of what we're experiencing. So, is the mind open to this reality? Or is it resisting, trying to escape to some world of imagination, fantasy? So it doesn't matter so much what is the present reality that we are being in touch, because it is there now. But it is important for us to be aware if the mind is open to that reality, to experience it deeply, not just superficially, naming it and being satisfied with that light touch, just enough to recognize it. But to experiencing it deeply. To be aware of this quality of the mind, wanting something else, trying to reach out for something that we imagine would be more pleasant, more satisfying. It can be something very different to be in another place, at another time, with other people. You can recognize that very easily. Or it can also be with respect to our meditation, to have another meditation, not to experience the reality that is presenting itself now to us, but we'd like to experience another reality, a reality which is not here now, which is just imagination. I may experience slight agitation in my meditation. Can I be open to that and really be mindful of this agitation? Or maybe immediately I want some peace of mind, something else, rejecting the actuality and reality of this agitation. Maybe there's a slight dullness that I'm experiencing now. I don't want to experience that. I want clarity, wakefulness. So I try to reach out for clarity, wakefulness, not being in touch with dullness, to know it deeply, not just to be lost in dullness, but as I may be deeply mindful of that dullness, I would discover the nature of this dullness and discover that it has no power to bind me. It has no power to confuse me. If I clearly recognize it for what it is. I may experience physical pain, unpleasant. So I want something else. This aversion, resisting, feeling it. Or maybe I want to experience it in order that it will disappear. Or in order that it will transform in something different. But maybe I can be aware of this aversion. And then respecting this aversion, not being on the power of it, it is there. But I am not being conditioned by this aversion. I just recognize its presence. Yet what is this sensation that I experience as being painful? Going deeper into that, maybe I can discover some vibration, heat or cold, whatever, being in touch with the sensation, experiencing or feeling this sensation. Sometimes we believe the problem is with the lack of contact with the experience. I try to be aware of physical sensations. Then I bring more effort. Not being aware that maybe I'm resisting at the same time. Not being aware maybe there is a subtle dullness. Not being aware that maybe I am desiring or wanting something different. So I am with a double mind. I pretend I want to really feel this bodily sensation, but the other aspect of the mind wants something different. Then meditation starts to be tiring. There is a subtle inner conflict. So let's be aware of the quality of the mind or the aspect of the mind so that we may meditate in harmony. Not in order to fight the wanting, aversion, dullness, but to recognize them for what they are, and therefore not being under their power anymore. If we are mindful of those mental states, then they lose their power. If we want to get rid of them, then we keep their power. Then we give them power. So there is a subtle dance to be right there with the quality of our mind and not being confused about it, not being mistaken about it. Our skill is to be mindful of aversion, desire, wanting, dullness, in an intimate way that will recognize them for what they are, and there will be not a problem anymore. Does require this openness to whatever it is that we're experiencing, to the quality of the mind that is experiencing, so that we are not mistaken anymore. This being mistaken with respect to what we experience, this is confusion. This is binding us. This is holding us in the sphere of suffering. The root of suffering is not in the reality of the world, but in this mistaken way that we relate to the world and to our inner attitude. If you notice that you are making too much effort, then be aware. Why? What is the reason? Maybe you are trying to, or you are aiming at something specific which is not here now. Or maybe you are trying to avoid something. So be aware if you make too much effort, what is the motivation? What is it that you are trying to do? Now I said to be open to the present situation, but sometimes we don't feel like being open to the present situation. It's not that we are going to force ourselves, but we need to be aware of the resistance to be open to the present situation, if it is the case. To get rid of the confusion with respect to, or to be aware of the confusion with respect to our attitude of mind, this leads to freedom. That needs sensitivity, receptivity, lightness, and continuity. So practice in a relaxed way, with a relaxed mind, with a relaxed body.